times, who decides that a ruler is a tyrant? Well, I mean, the standard for us is the Kitab and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We look at those who rule by the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They rule by the Sharia. Those are, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that we, of course, you know, we support them. But those who don't rule by the Sharia, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned multiple ahadith that as long as they allowed as-salah fiikum, ma aqamu fiikum as-salah. Meaning, if they, alhamdulillah, don't prevent you from salah, they don't destroy the masjid, they don't block you from going to the masjid or fulfill Allah's obligations, then you should be fine. They might be in themselves disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still they are fair to their people. You see, even Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked about al-hakim al-adil. I mean, it doesn't have to be a Muslim. He goes, you know, sometimes al-kafir fi dinihi yaqul might be more just, the kafir, the non-believers, he might have justice, you know, better than a Muslim who is not committed to his deen. Like you will find an unbeliever who has the principle of justice in a better position than a Muslim who doesn't care about justice because he doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. So therefore he says it's a matter of justice over here. So again, it depends on how much they are considered in terms of the Quran and Sunnah, the rules of the Quran and Sunnah, and also in terms of the justice and being fair to the society, the community. The perception of power. Can we draw from the warnings of dealing with rulers that those who we perceive as powerful, like rich, status, popular, may also make us lean towards them similarly? The answer is yes. Like nowadays, even average person, so-called influencers with millions of people following them right now, they start having power over thousands of people, subhanAllah. And they make lavish trips and lavish parties and so on. And you go there, you feel yourself inclined to participate in things that you shouldn't be participating in, because you just want to fit in and be part of this whole culture. So be careful of joining these gatherings. There's a question about specific imams in a specific country that they're not doing their job for the ummah. Actually, this is not just about that country. Everywhere in the ummah right now, unfortunately, few ulama who speak out for the ummah, unfortunately. Everybody seems to be kind of silenced. For whatever reason, may Allah forgive me, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But definitely, it's our duty to all of us to make sure that we bring justice to all. Are these rules applicable only to the president or the governor as well too, can be the same? Yes, anybody of authority and power in your society, in your community, those rules apply to them. Like sometimes, for example, those candidates, for instance, they invite you for a private dinner. So you go there, like we said, if you're going to go there to do Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy an Munkar, give them advice, do your duty towards them, then go ahead, go for it. But if you're going to go just for the sake of photo shoots, and just you being labeled that you attended this and attended that, then don't go for it. Don't go there. Don't expose yourself to the fitna. What is the fard portion of the salah? So the ulama, the majority of the ulama, they consider about 16 parts of the salah considered furud, like takbiratul ihram, surah al-fatiha, al-ruku', al-sujud, al-tashahud. So there are specific parts of the salah. There's wajibat such as a takbirat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and when you move between the arkan. Also, when it comes to the middle tashahud as well too. So if you skip it, you do that, you fix it by doing sujood sahu towards the end. As for the sunan, reciting the second surah after the Fatiha, saying Subhan Rabbil Ala multiple times, more than one. These things are considered sunan mustahabbat, inshallah, raf' al-yadain, raising the hands, and so on. So Imam Ahmad and the majority use wajib and fard interchangeably, and Ahnaf differentiate between them the two. Yes, that's true. That's the fiqhi opinion, the usuli opinion. You mentioned that going to gatherings where alcohol is served is prohibited. What is the opinion on going to Muslim weddings? Look, first of all, before the Muslim wedding, gathering where alcohol is served, we live in a non-Muslim society to begin with. So yeah, if you can avoid this gathering, then better for you. But if you have to go to a meeting that you're required because it's your job, or because there's a higher benefit for the Muslim community because you're meeting with the authority, candidates, and so on, and they're non-Muslim society, they're going to be serving haram stuff, go, but stay away from where the haram is served as much as possible. It should be fine, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The question continues, what is the opinion on going to Muslim weddings these days, which have loud music with men, women dancing freely and all these things? Of course, you need to avoid being in that environment. Avoid to be in that environment as much as possible. If you had to go because it's relative wedding, for example, go, say your salams, say your congratulations, give whatever gift that you have. And then if there is a private place in this whole hotel or place or where the banquet hall, stay away from that part of the fitna. Don't expose yourself to it, and don't allow yourself to compromise your values there. Is wearing silver chains for men haram? Like Imam Ahmad said, I cannot say it's haram, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran speaks about those who wear jewelry or al-hilya. أَوْ مَنْ يُنَشَّأُ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ وَهَا فِي الْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينَ. Are they equal, men and those who grow up wearing jewelry? So what does it mean those who are wearing jewelry? He means by men. The ladies, the girls and the ladies. Are they equal? So basically the men shouldn't be wearing these kind of jewelries. Wallahu alam. Making up the wajib. So if you're regular at tahajjud with witr and you miss witr, do you make up the whole 11 rak'ah? Well, if your witr was 11 rak'ah regularly, then yeah, you do 12 rak'ah during the day, anytime between sunrise and dhuhr. And you don't make it up because it's obligatory, it's because it's recommended that you do so, inshallah. But if your witr usually that you pray regularly 3 rak'ah, then you make 4. And if your witr regularly is 1 rak'ah, then you only make up 2. Nah. So I understand that respecting and being there for our parents is wajib in Islam. But any advice on how to handle parents who are not good to for your mental health and are not aiding in your growth and thus making an extremely depressed? May Allah make it easy for you and make it guide your family and your parents to be better for each other, Ya Rabbil Alameen. It's a true, unfortunately, issue in our society. However, I have to say that sometimes we as younger generation, I would say, we become so fragile, jama'ah. Like anything can depress us these days, unfortunately. As if we don't really have serious challenges. But yes, some parents, unfortunately, can be really, really difficult. And may Allah forgive them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Like some parents, they compare between kids. They keep, labeling kids with certain labels. They keep pressuring them with certain things and saying things about them that depress these kids, unfortunately. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Allah says in the Quran, قال وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. If they force you, if they try to put so much power in trying to persuade you or force you to تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ, that you disassociate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in partnership with Allah azza wa jal, do not obey them. And then he said, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, and keep good companionship with them. Keep good companionship with them for the non-Muslim parents. So imagine if it was your Muslim parents. You still need to keep good companionship with them. However, bil ma'ruf, and that which is equitable, which that which is reasonable. So that's a very specific question. I can't say to you that this is what you need to do. But I say in general, yeah, if the parents, for example, become a cause of people to lose their iman, those their mental state becomes actually disturbed, then yeah, there should be some limitation. How? That's a case-by-case scenario. You have to ask about it specifically to get the right answer, inshallah, for it. Again, about parents. Jama, we have a crisis in the ummah. Is there a case in when obedience to parents does not fall under wajib or fard? For example, if the mother is narcissistic already, so we already labeled our parents, unfortunately, and neglected her children and caused much harm to all of her children. What is the obligation for the child to their mother in this case? Still, you need to have good companionship with them. The parents' mistreatment of their children, that's their sin. That's their sin. They will be held accountable for it. Your obligation is to be kind to your parents. Now again, that's a very general answer. Your situation, I don't know. We need to know all the details before we can give you a specific answer to these questions. Now, طيب, there is a request, although the majority of the people left, يعني, but there is always a request from people when we come to the Salatul Jama'ah to make sure that we, alhamdulillah, we are taking care of ourselves. Meaning, please, please, don't come straight from work to the masjid if you know that you need to take a shower before you come to the masjid. So there are a lot of requests came actually here from multiple يعني, people say, yes, please. There are some people sometimes, they rush to the masjid, and unfortunately, not in the most pleasant way. So please make sure to take care of yourself before you come to the masjid. Okay. خير إن شاء الله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياكم الله.